Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And I'm saying good morning because that kind of relates to what we're talking about. That's time of day. You know, we have a lot of, if you take any medication, often it says on there take once a day, but it doesn't say anything about the time of day. Well, you know, is just some new off-the-wall kind of thing. Well, let's go to a credible source. Most of you won't be surprised that I received the AARP bulletin, and this is where I learned about this new word, chronotherapy, and what that's all about. It is actually not very, very new, but it's still new enough that a lot of us haven't heard about it or haven't done much practicing of it. But it is, in addition to this being AARP, you know, giving it some credibility, they're also using information from the biomedical engineering at the University of Texas, Austin, and also from the circadian biologist at University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. So this is something that's gotten actually quite a lot of research, and there is some pretty good evidence and that the evidence is being followed, especially in the treatment of asthma and arthritis. Well, I think we've heard about the biological rhythms that our bodies have, especially as it relates to sleep, because again, there's lots of research been done on why people can't sleep, why they wake up, and all the importance of sleep. And the term used there is the circadian rhythm that may differ from person to person, but the circadian rhythm is about 24 hours in our bodies. That's one kind of rhythm. And as I say, this kind of has been applied to sleeping and waking patterns. But there's other kinds of rhythms that affect our body also. The ultradian cycle is shorter than a day, and it may be milliseconds as well as 90 minutes. You know, it's a time period. The rhythm is something that's less than the 24 hours but may vary from those milliseconds to a little longer period of time. Then there is the infradian rhythm, which cycles more than 24 hours, and that could be monthly or quarterly. It's another rhythm in our bodies. And then there's the seasonal rhythms, and one way that people have found this and research has been done is such as the seasonal affective disorder. And if you see the letters SAD related to medical term, it's seasonal affective disorder, which causes depression in susceptible people during the short days of winter. So there may be some people you know who are going through that right now. It does help that we've had some sunshine on a number of days, but if there's a long period of time where we have a darkness as well as those kind of dreary days, that affects some people a great deal and causes very serious depression. And of course, there are some treatments for that. So all of this research into those rhythms in our bodies says that it may be important in terms of when we take certain kinds of medication. And as I mentioned, they're really following through. Research has been done, and it's actually followed through related to asthma. And normal lung function undergoes circadian changes and reaches a low point in the early morning hours. And this dip, of course, is particularly pronounced in people with asthma. So the point is, when medication is used for asthma, to get the best use of that. In terms of all of our medications, they're all effective, but it may be more effective if it's applied to the rhythm in our bodies. But in terms of the chronotherapy for asthma, as I said, it's to get the maximal effect from medications during the early morning hours. So often the medication is taken in the evening so that it will go into effect during the early morning hours, which is a difficult time for people with asthma. Also, it's been applied with arthritis. Chronobiological patterns have been observed with arthritis pain. So people with osteoarthritis, the most common form of the disease, tend to have less pain in the morning and more at night. But for the people with rheumatoid arthritis, the pain usually peaks in the morning and decreases as the day wears on. So recent studies show that joint inflammation in rats, we're using animals to do this, fluctuates over a 24-hour period. So it supports these observations by the patients and physicians. So the kinds of medication when they're taken may vary with the kind of arthritis that people do have. But look for that information to be used more and more with other kinds of medications. And some of the examples that are given is that if people with high cholesterol may want to take their medicine at bedtime because cholesterol production in the liver is highest after midnight and lowest during the morning and early afternoon. So they would be most effective when taken just before bedtime. Now, before you go off and do this on your own, it was really a good idea to check with your physician before you do lots of changes. But here's some things to think about or to ask your physician about. High blood pressure medications. Blood pressure shows a 24-hour rhythm, higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, especially after age 55, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip where the blood pressure is lower at night. And so it's called non-dipping. Isn't that a scientific term? So the suggestion is to take at least one blood pressure lowering medication at bedtime. And drugs called ACE inhibitors are the most effective when taken at this time. Again, this is based on some research, but you may be different. Be sure to check with your physician. The reason behind that is the non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. So taking one or more of the prescribed medications just before bedtime normalizes daily blood pressure rhythm and significantly decreases the risk, some studies have found. What about heartburn? Now, this one makes a lot of sense to me. This distressing condition, of course, is caused by a back of stomach contents into the esophagus, where gastric acids produce a burning sensation and discomfort. The stomach produces 2 to 3 times more acid between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. rather than other times of the day. That surprised me. I would think it was going on during the daytime. If you have recurring bouts of nighttime heartburn, you may be using an acid-reducing medication for relief, and it's suggested that you take them 30 minutes before your evening meal. Well, it makes sense to me to take them before a meal, but this one says before the evening meal, and this taking the evening meal controls the secretion of stomach acid both after the meal and during the critical overnight period, when secretion reaches its peak, making stomach juices less likely to irritate the esophagus. So, and we've talked about arthritis and asthma, those already being, you know, in process of following our body rhythms based on, you know, research of across the board people. And because we are individuals, we might be have different kinds of rhythms at different times. But in terms of the majority of people that they've researched, this is the information that they have had the results. Hay fever is another one that's sort of interesting. An overreaction of the immune system triggers the watery and itchy eyes, sneezing, coughing, and stuffy nose of hay fever. And we can blame histamine, a chemical released by the immune system after exposure to pollen. So when do you take these antihistamines? They block the action of histamine. Does that make sense? Antihistamines block the action of histamines. And they are the most common remedy for hay fever. So take once a day antihistamines in the evening. Take twice a day antihistamines morning and evening. Otherwise, follow the label directions, taking at least one dose in the evening. So why? Well, hay fever typically worsens at night and is most severe in the morning when histamine levels are highest. So once daily antihistamines reach their peak 12 hours after taking them, so evening use produces better control of morning symptoms. Interesting information, I think. We talk a lot about time, but probably not so much about the times that our body has. So I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about this as physicians and research places and producers of medications all do more research on how to make the medications most effective. Until next time, here's the thought. Go inside yourself and ask what generates your heat and energy and allows you to survive and thrive.